Well, this month, Zach Edon was sworn in to the Tukwila City Council. He's the first Somali-American to be elected to office in Washington State. Today, Tukwila is one of the most racially diverse cities in Washington. But when Edon and his family arrived in the late 1990s, the city was considerably whiter. As Edon told Catherine Banwell of KUOW's Race and Equity team, his family didn't experience much racism back then.
To be frank with you, it was a lot more welcoming. I remember the first people that came to our house were the neighbors that, you know, when they noticed my mom and wearing the hijab, there's a new family that arrived. They came and said, hey, welcome to America. Now there are some, you know, when you go to the Safeway and you get some looks, not especially me, but I think this is the feedback that I get from my sisters and my mom, that people feel that you don't belong here. And I can testify because I knocked so many doors in this summer. I only had one or two people that were really concerned and wanted to know my Muslim identity. And then one of the most memorable things were I had a discussion back and forth with an individual. And right when I walked away, he calls me and says, hey, you're a good man and I'll vote for you. So I believe in talking to each other. I think we have a lot more similar than we're different.
You're the first Somali refugee to be elected in the state, and a lot of people are going to be watching to see how you do. What kind of tone do you want to set?
I really want to let people know that we need to participate. We
as in immigrants?
We as in immigrants, we as in refugees, that this is our country. And it wasn't easy for me to make a decision and run for an office. It was scary in the moment. You have to ask people their money, their valuable times to support you. But I made it. And now, you know, I get kids that are going to high school and coming up to me and saying, hey, you know, I want to be just like you. And that to me means the world.
What do you see as the main issues Tukwila is dealing with as a growing city?
I see a lot of people are moving out of Seattle and moving towards SeaTac, Tukwila, and growth is a huge problem. The other one is the public safety bond. So Tukwila is building a new justice center where it'll house a police department and then the courts and then build three new fire stations. They haven't done anything close in decades. So it will be very important to, watch that and how that manifests itself. Transportation is another one that's affecting Tukwila. And there are other avenues and ways that the city is working on to make it more walkable and bringing people closer to transit corridors.
Zach Edon is a member of the Tukwila City Council. Of the seven council members, two are people of color. Edon is the first Somali American elected to office in Washington State.